You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Can you...
Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Let's see your fan moves.
No, it's only one move. It's one specific move.
Now you gotta fan yourself first. And then you... We have fake paper.
When you hit it, it does the same sound effect that Bravo did.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing our final after show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 5, Episode 23, Reunion Part 3. I am DJ Jesse Janity, joined in studio by the lovely Stephanie Bauer.
Hello.
Rocking a lovely royal blue top. I had to do it one
always
more time.
Right. One last time.
One last time and one last time before we retire the damn Gone with the Wind fabulous song.
I know. Never again.
Never again are we bringing this song up, but we had to go out with it. As much as I wanted a Tina Turner song.
Can we end the show with it? Okay.
All right. Running the ship is Marissa. She's going to make
Hello,
sure
everyone.
We have a Tina Turner song to go out on.
Awesome.
And we should be having Courtney calling in ASAP. So we start the reunion off. Last week, obviously, Kim was in.
Yeah. Last was like Kim show.
The Kim show.
And this is the guy show, which I was much more looking forward to. And I love how they announced... At the beginning of the show, how did they even announce it? I can't even remember that it was, in the preview, that it was 1 week before Cordell filed for divorce. Did you hear them say that?
Yeah.
I love that they did that. So finally I was like, yes, the timeline. How soon was it? And I think they did that because she went on such her crazy rant at the end. That was insane. But I think that's why they made it like, it's only a week before. Super important to know.
Well, that, and then also, one thing we were questioning is at the end of the episode of the actual series, how they had time, because it was the day before, wasn't it? She got the divorce, and then it said mm-hmm. Portia divorced mm-hmm. with...
It was like the day before.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing some cover-up right there.
There was the possibility that this could totally be fake and staged for press and publicity for
their relationship?
No, the divorce.
No, that's what I'm saying. That you think the divorce could be staged?
There's always
I don't think
a possibility.
It's, I don't know.
Always.
Maybe.
She was going off on such a crazy tangent on the show. Like, it almost seems like too hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a positive relationship. Well, first, before that, Kim sent Nene a text, I guess, when she had left from the interview.
Do you think she knew that Nene was going to read it on the air? And that's why she did such a nice text?
No, I think it was honest.
Yeah,
I really do.
But I do think she was gonna read it on the air.
I think she thought it was a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I love how Nene's like, Croy, bring me my phone.
All right, so let's talk about Candy and Todd's relationship.
Boring.
Yeah, I mean, Nene kind of shaded her ring price.
They do not like each other.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they hate each other.
And because even for Nene to kind of admit it, she said, "But did I shade it?" She said, "Well," and then she didn't really kind of fess up to it. She didn't really apologize. She just sat there and it was quiet, and it just kind of was like, "Dang, girl."
But she said really nice things about Candy finding love and mm-hmm. being engaged. She said really nice stuff. I don't really remember saying too much bad stuff bothering. I remember it was funny at the time.
Yeah, you know, a joke. What did you think about the sex and pray comment?
Oh, because, well, honestly, I think that question should be more directed towards Phaedra.
Mm-hmm.
Because Phaedra is always the Christian, godly one, but then she's having I don't know, it was in sex parties, but like the stripper and all that. Yeah. For candy, I don't really know. Did the question really matter that much? I mean, sex toys isn't like you're going out running a prostitution ring. Like, just sex toys, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like, you can do both. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with
it. And she's not the one that's very all Christian like Phaedra.
Right. Do you feel any type of way about her moving in? I mean, I know who was it that said that they felt that it was not the great impression for her daughter?
What? Are you talking about the mom moving in?
Not the mom moving in. Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Moving
well,
in.
We always said that. And I think Courtney said it, too. We've all kind of agreed that, you know, when you have kids, it's not a great idea to cycle through the guys. But the little girl, like, told him what was up. She's like, well, you always come into my house.
Yeah, and I felt like other people weren't really being open as much as realizing, like, her daughter obviously does like Todd.
He didn't in the beginning. She didn't in the beginning.
She didn't in the beginning, but obviously there were boundaries involved, yeah, and there has to be trust that's earned. And I think for Cynthia to speak out, because she is that person. You know, someone new came in, and once your daughter, or once your child, you know.
They're engaged now, so it's fine, and everything's, like, all good. But I thought you were talking about the mom moving in, which I think totally did the right thing.
Absolutely.
He's like, no. Because when you lie, and you're like, oh, no, it's okay. Your mom can move in. That's when the real trouble in the relationship starts.
Speaking about trouble in the relationship. Well, before we get to that, shout out to everybody at home who hits us up on YouTube, iTunes. Make sure you guys download us on iTunes, subscribe, leave us a comment, and guess what? Now you don't have to run home to your computer to watch us. You actually can watch us on your phone. We are streaming live on your phones, your iPads,
just
whatever it is.
This week.
Just announced. Breaking news, guys. So watch AfterBuzz TV anywhere, literally. All right, Kenya and Walter.
Okay.
My favorite thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
At the beginning was when they were showing the clips of Kenya and Walter, and Kenya was doing her makeup.
Do you think that was at the right point?
I kind of do. I feel like she was trying to just
doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because she knew the camera would be on her in that little
like
square.
Oh, I'm not paying this any mind.
She's so insane.
Crazy.
She's new. Tell everybody your theory on who you think she's like.
I think she's like Joan Crawford, like Mommy Dearest. I think she's crazy,
nuts,
old school Hollywood, like, my life is fabulous, honey. And I feel like she was pushed in it by hanging out with a lot of gay people. And just her personality, I feel like she, in her mind, is a queen and goddess. And we can all think that, you know what I mean? You should. Stephanie Bauer should be waking up every morning thinking she is a goddess and walking amongst the AfterBuzz stage as a goddess. But there has to be some sort of humbleness to it. And I feel like what Kenya thinks is humble comes off cocky and looking down upon. I don't know. I just don't think her humbleness really overrides her actual personality.
Well, I think she's like losing it in her old age. You know how like women that are single forever, they're like spinsters and cat ladies? Like, she's kind of getting like that, but in the different spectrum, she's like kind of losing it.
Midlife
like she's
crisis.
Getting a little nutty because she's just like single and by herself and going crazy. Okay, so the first thing is Andy Cohen was basically like denying the whole Walter thing, saying that the producers are in our. He's like, the producers say they have no idea what's going on. So he's denying it.
Okay, now that's what makes me feel like it's really true. Because why did Andy have to do a whole little safety announcement, everybody? Mm-hmm. People are saying that Kenya allegedly hired Walter to be on the show, and producers had no idea and still have no idea and have no proof.
If that was true, he would have said, I'm the one that run this show. That is not true.
Right. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Putting a stop to this right now. It's not true. And he did not do that. He runs, that is his show, and he runs it.
And we know from an insider off of the from the show, and I mean, again, it is allegedly, but someone from the show said to us that producers were going to pay Walter to marry Kenya. And that came from that the producer said that. So Andy kind of threw it onto Kenya. Mm-hmm. Kenya said, that's absolutely not true. I have a worldwide stage to find a man. Why would I pretend? Well, if you have a worldwide stage, girl, why are you messing with him?
Okay. Can you do that fan with your other hand? No,
I'm gonna get a paper cut off it.
I kind of don't think it was staged. I think he genuinely didn't want to be with her, and she wanted to be with him. Is this the first time I'm saying this that I don't think it was staged? Because I don't.
You don't think it was
staged? Not really. No, I think she really wanted to be with him, and he didn't want to be with her.
Really?
Yes, after watching this and just looking back on the shows, I don't think that why would she make herself look that desperate and that unwanted? She should want, like, if you're going to pay someone on the show, pay someone that wants to, like, marry you every second of the day to make you look good. You know?
All right, you're kind of right, because I kind of looked at it. And anyone watching us now, we're trying to get the phone lines up. The phone number is 424-256-1633. So if you're experiencing any type of voicemail, we're going to get that up and running. Okay, part of me can look at it and say, yes, you know what made me think that is when Candy said that she was talking to someone, and when Walter had hit on mm-hmm. Candy,
which is recently.
Recently, while apparently he was with Kenya.
Yeah, and while she was with Todd, so that's recently.
Then Candy went on to say, well, I thought he was with Kenya, and then they said, yeah, he's thinking about settling down.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, does make it seem like, okay, there was some sort of, like, how does this person know Walter wanted to settle down and that he was with Kenya, you know? So mm-hmm. I do think that there is some truth. Now, I do think she's also a little crazy. But maybe she was crazy, and maybe he did lead her on to a certain point. But I do think that there was some sort of force being... I feel like Kenya forced it a little. I mm-hmm. feel like Kenya initiated it. Like when she said, I went back to Atlanta, it was probably like, well, you know, I kind of need someone on the show. Like, what's up? Yeah. Like, why don't we try to rekindle
yeah.
things? And the whole marriage thing is like, whatever lies he's telling you as a 40-something-year-old woman... who's been through it, you should know when you're being strung along. I love that Stephanie's sister was watching it with us, and she's never seen the show, and she was like, this woman is crazy.
Yeah, like, she's insane. This guy does not want you. You're delusional. You're insane. Yeah, and then she's like, I've dated people with real money and wealthy and Hollywood stars, but really you don't know any better that this guy, like, doesn't want to be with you. And she's so quick to, like, throw him under the bus and start talking bad about him, which I guess
toupee,
is just...
Toupee, he's gay.
Uh-huh.
But then... You're sitting here talking about he can't get it up, I go in the shower, he doesn't get sexually aroused by me, but... You don't have sex with people before a marriage.
Yeah, what was that about? All of a sudden,
but you're
fiending
for him. So he either must have some good dick, or you just sitting over here doing what? Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Like, she's such a hypocrite with some things, and I want to feel for her because I really like. I'll always root for a crazy person in this world. You know, the Gary Buseys in this world. Like, I'll always root for you because it's like you really are in that mind state, and God bless you for being in that mind state and being in this world and staying committed to it. But when your crazy starts being crazy, when you can't even follow the definition of crazy. Then I can't mess with Kenya for too long. It comes off fake. It comes off ingenuine.
Yeah, she's like, you don't get in this cookie jar or something, something. Where is this coming from? She's acting like she's
But then
a
you
virgin.
Flirting with all these other men. You
yes.
asked a man for his semen. You were flirting with Apollo, a married man.
And that's why I can see those texts happening. But we'll talk about that later. But... Then they start talking about Kenya bashing him on TV and how he really wanted to be on the reunion. So did you see any of his tweets? Was he like, they said he was like tweeting up a storm. He really wanted to be on the show.
I mean, he didn't say anything that we don't already know.
Yeah, but did he really want to be on the show because he's a publicity whore, like she
no,
said, or
I
because he wants to
that.
Defend himself?
I don't think it's that, because if that was the case, we'd hear more interviews from Walter.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to throw him under the bus and said, oh, he contacted all the guys to talk about the radio thing. And they were like, yeah, he did. He wanted advice. And we told him not to do it. And they contacted him. He could have went on a radio tour, but he didn't do it. He did one interview just so that he could clear his name. And I think it's funny that Candy stuck up for him. And I know Phaedra really bad one, too. There were a few times where I saw Phaedra lean up and kind of bite on her
mm-hmm.
teeth. But again, I think Kenya is in a place. She's crazy. We know this. She went on this reunion, and everybody else went on the reunion. I think all the guys went on there like, we're going to make this bitch look dumb. I really think that, like, Peter and, not really Greg as much, but Peter and Apollo just kind of looked like they were just ready to attack.
Yeah.
Like, come on, what are you going to say? You
look so stupid. I hate them for that.
I don't hate them for that.
It is her show, not theirs.
Not really. They've been on longer than her.
Yeah, but it's about the housewives. I don't know. I did not like them for that, but that's, like, we'll get into that, too. But still talking about the Walter thing, she was saying that she wasn't, like, blasting him or slamming him. She was she wasn't accusing him. She was questioning him being gay.
No, she was not. First of all, you can't, if you're questioning why in a music video that you put out would you have him in go-go shorts? You've never seen Walter in go-go booty shorts. Why would you have him?
And she's like, maybe if I had pecs or, yeah, pecs
right.
instead of breasts.
Everything you say is leading to the fact, and you've spoken out and said that your friends are allegedly have heard and your sources, and like Phaedra said, honey, your sources are bad. Like, where are you getting this information from? Like, now you've been chasing a man for a whole year, and now he's gay just because he don't want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
But you were chasing him, and I loved what Apollo said. If you thought he was gay, why were you still pushing him to marry you?
Yeah. What'd she say to that?
She didn't say anything.
Exactly.
She said...
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, there's nothing she can say. She felt... I really feel like she felt stupid, which is why she stood up, and I love it because the guys call her out on it. Oh, there she goes with the commotion.
Stand up, yeah.
She's twirling and twirling and twirling. They're sitting there asking her a serious question. You think I'm fake?
She starts singing her own song.
I think I'm fabulous. Go with the wind. Like, really, girl?
But her whole demeanor changed once the guys came in there. She was, like, standing up.
Like a peacock.
Look at me.
That's what we call a peacock.
What?
A peacock. They're docile when, you know, when they don't need to be doing nothing. They look ugly because their feathers are all laid down. But then when someone comes around, it's like, woo!
That is her. Oh, my
God,
that's her.
I like when Phaedra, you know, Andy addressed Phaedra as far as what she thought about the relationship. And mm-hmm. her first thing is, well, Kenya is an actress.
Yes. And then when she started crying about her new boyfriend, that was the worst acting I've ever seen. But
she flirts with everyone and she wanted to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Kenya didn't even really talk about that. She didn't address the fact that she was flirting with anyone.
No. Because she knows she was.
You asked a man for his sperm.
And flirting with married men.
Right. Keep your legs close.
So that's why Phaedra said you can't turn a whore into a housewife, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think that was hurtful? Do you think that was a little too much, going a little too far?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't think.
I thought it was like nothing to me. I can't believe they're making such a big deal about it. But I love how Phaedra didn't clarify it then. She waited until the whole texting thing mm-hmm. came up to be like, see, that's why I said that. It's almost like she just thought of it. I guess not. But.
Well, no, because actually it's funny because Phaedra said, you've done things. I'm not going to say the things that you've done. I wonder if that was one of the things.
But Kenya was right. Phaedra's like, this is not the time and the place. It's like, why not? This is the perfect time and the perfect place. You know?
Yes and no. But it also gets to a point, as a person, I only want to... I mean, we've been arguing all season. I mean, I'm sure Phaedra's done, tired. First of all, she's pregnant. So I'm actually hand clapped to Phaedra for being so calm through this whole thing, being in...
She did not even care about being there, in my opinion. When the guys were there and, like, Apollo's fighting behind her with the girls, Phaedra's just like, ugh.
I don't think she wanted to be there, but I think she was sitting there like, I'm going to snap this bitch's neck if she don't stop running her mouth.
Honestly, I think the whole time she was thinking in her head, how can I make more money and what more shady deals can I be doing right now? Honestly, that's what I thought.
The devil doesn't regret anything.
but then Kenya says, she starts talking bad about Apollo and Phaedra saying, sleeping with a convicted felon. Okay.
Not using condoms, and it's just like, girl, what do you mean? First of all, they're married now, and on their second child, why are you hating?
I don't know. That, like, literally came out of nowhere. She's just, like, grasping for straws now. But then, while later in the show, she said the same thing, like, don't get pregnant, put on a condom. And then she said a comment about AIDS, which I think was way too far. Everyone was like, She's like, you better get checked for AIDS. Everyone's like,
that's funny because I actually watched the episode last night with a bunch of people, and that was the comment that everyone was just like, oh, girl, you done took it too far.
They kind of like blazed right past it, but.
But it's like, okay, you're sitting here, you said that you didn't have sex with, that you said that you didn't accuse Walter of being gay. You were questioning it. Well, but you see how your mouth is? You just threatened. You just said that in their relationship, she could have gotten AIDS from him,
yeah.
from Apollo. That's destroying somebody's character.
Yeah.
And I don't think she really looks at it like that. It's like, anyone who says hurtful things to me, shame on you, but I can say whatever I want to say. Andy asked everyone to raise their hand if they thought the relationship was genuine.
Candy later admitted it a few minutes later. She's like, I really did think they were dating. Like, yeah. Well, that's good enough, right?
I mean, my thing is, to a point. Well,
that
yeah,
because
I guess Portia's married. Because I was like, all the other girls I felt like were more invested in Portia's relationship and trying to save it, more so than Kenya, but Portia's married.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give that one.
Then they ask her who her new boyfriend is, which we already know is this oil tycoon, creepy old guy that Nini says. It almost seems like Nini said that on accident, and then she like laughed at herself because she said it out loud. She's like, oh, it's just an old black man. Do you really think he's super old?
I have no idea. I'm sure he is, actually, to be honest.
Kenya's fake tears over
I'm
it.
I'm so happy right now. I'm in a really
I never
good
got
place
this.
Right now, and my man is making me really happy.
I never got the
I don't want to speak on it right now.
Yeah, because it's probably not true like everything else. Ooh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen her act so much as she did right then.
Bitch, we need to record this season of Housewives and sell it as a movie because that's done damn the best acting I've ever seen you in, Miss Kenya Moore.
Better than Waiting to Exhale.
Hell, with your one line. Are you ready to go? Boop! So, yeah, the husbands come out. Cordell wasn't there. Apparently he had to work and had a meeting.
Oh my gosh, okay. This
Nini's face was just like
all their faces, that excuse she gave is like a perfect example of those whole episodes where they were talking about how he controls her and like tells her what to do. He like told her what to say to the point where he like wrote it on flashcards and gave it to her. He had a meeting, or he had his show, and then after the show, he had a meeting with the station manager.
Okay.
Like
true.
Said it.
Agreed. I think it's crazy. Obviously, we know it didn't work. But, devil's advocate. Because Peter was like, you know, it hurts me to see, you know, him not here to support his wife.
Which
me and him have our own problems. Which
about
is
that was what he was saying. This is the guy that was obsessed with Cordell. Like, he was obsessed with him. That came out of nowhere. He's like, we got our own issues because he's not here behind his wife.
Right. Which, that's a really, I like that, Peter.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, because then Peter said, you know, we all have stuff to do. Yeah. I feel you. I believe that Cordell has, I mean, they all have legitimate jobs, but I mean,
no.
Cordell is in the public eye. He's filming for ESPN. I mean, Cordell does stuff. So I can understand him not being there for two reasons. One, maybe he really was busy. Two, I don't think he really wanted to be on the show to begin with. Which, I mean, Todd probably didn't really want to either, and he said he was there for his girl. But Cordell's different. Like, he's a much older one.
Well, yeah, he did want to be on the show. But which do you think it is? He really had to work, or he just didn't want to be on the reunion?
Well, I think it was both, to be honest.
I think he did not have to work. Here's the thing. They all have to work, and I really don't think Bravo would schedule something when they can't all be there. Like, they can schedule it any day of the week, any time, to an extent, within a couple weeks. I really don't think they would schedule it when everybody couldn't be there.
Okay, but here's my thing. Why didn't Bravo let Walter on the show?
I don't know. The ratings, I think, would have been so much better.
And to me, because he wasn't on the show, proves that the producers
paid him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why are they crazy? Mm-hmm. Why would he would have been better than Kim 10,000 times bringing him on rather than Kim? And just like I said, they should have. Oh, they did bring Marlo back. Did Marlo come out on the reunion? last season.
Really quickly, I believe.
But see, there you go. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They could have just brought him out really quickly. So yeah, I think that Cordell just didn't want to come.
Then, how about Greg looking like Forrest Whitaker? Can we just speak about that?
He dyed his hair.
He sure did dye his hair.
I think Greg's the perfect husband. He keeps his mouth shut on the girls' drama. Like, Peter gets into it too much, I
think. Peter's really into it.
And
I feel like with
me.
Greg, I feel like Greg's older, doesn't care. Like, Nini's enough drama in his life that he doesn't need to be.
He said the one little thing about the pill, but it's because he said it on the show and Andy confronted him about it. But you could see Nini was just like, oh, God, I wish he wouldn't say that. About Kenya needing to be on pills.
But do you really think that that kind of opens it up to saying, like, she really does take pills?
No, I think that he was saying she needs them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Courtney's watching us, about to call in. She said she loves the guys being ready for to check Kenya's crazy ass. I'm right there with you, Courtney. Peter said he never believed Kenya and Walter were in a relationship. He said nobody thought it. We just, even from being there, even from watching the show back, and we can't all be wrong.
Yeah, and the guys would know because Walter would tell them. Even if he didn't come out and say it, he would imply it, like, oh my God, I'm just here because, for whatever reason, you know?
And what also is interesting, from what we heard through an outside source, is that Peter was kind of the middleman to go from producers to Walter, mm-hmm. as far as the marriage is concerned.
They probably gave him a little extra money, too. He could use it with his Bar One.
Well, interesting, because Bar One must really be popping now, because it was also in the first episode tonight for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's funny, they must only have one VIP section, because
the same lighted area.
What did you think about the husbands when they talked about inviting Walter, hanging out with him, and kind of down the fact that Kenya was like, well, you know, why do you guys...
Me. Yeah. Yeah, I think they were totally right. And why wouldn't they invite him? He was, in a way, the sixth or whatever husband, because he was the other guy that was there. Like, right. Why wouldn't they invite him? Like I said before, it did have to be annoying for Kenya. For everywhere she goes, he shows up. Mm-hmm. That's annoying. That it would just get annoying.
Then Kenya, about the whole radio thing, again, throws blame on Phaedra, saying you represented him, and I love Phaedra's shade. I mean, Phaedra was like,
for me being
being such a bad attorney, I'm just representing everybody, huh?
But where did Kenya get that? Do you think there's a little bit of truth to it? Do you think Phaedra ever represented
him? No, I think Kenya heard that, because Phaedra admitted to Walter calling her.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe Walter called her and said, you know, legally, should I do this? Is it going to be slandering her? Would that hurt me in court if I was to sue her?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe ask for advice.
Yeah.
But like she said, I wasn't even in the city, and I do believe that, because we could easily find out if that was true or false. So, I think Kenya reached for that one. She said, you have sources.
Yeah. I love how Peter straight up said he was just trying to promote his tow truck company. Even Kenya laughed at that one. She was just like, yep.
At the end of the day.
Because he was wearing his shirt every day.
I loved Peter defending Walter. I can't. And basically coming out saying, don't call Walter the groupie. You chased him all season. You called him gay. You ragged on him. You were the groupie. And at the end of the day, as soon as he says that, she's sitting there, you say I'm fake, I say I'm... She did it like four times. I'm like, bitch,
creepy.
Take your pill before you do a show like this. No twirl songs, that.
So now we know. Remember the first reunion show? We were like, what is she wearing? Why is she wearing that? Duh. Producers told her to wear that so she could twirl.
And I'm not going
to
lie, I hate
that.
How it looks sitting on the couch, her outfit. But
it
when she twirled, it looked really... It did look
It was
fabulous,
perfect. They almost like picked it out for her.
Yeah.
If they probably did.
Because it was...
Twirl.
It was perfect for her.
And with the t-shirts, the twirling t-shirts, how good does that have to kind of make Kenya feel that she gets a t-shirt with her phrases on it in front of all the other girls that got nothing, just showing that she's the hugest star of the season?
Well,
everyone is going to tweet me after and say, how can you say that? But she is. She was the biggest star. She's all we talked about.
I 100% agree. I do believe she was the show this season. And I wonder how the girls really feel about it, because I thought it was interesting at the end, the girls, Nene saying, we need a new housewife.
She's friends with Kenya now. I think she's talking about Candy. I think she's talking about Candy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She hates Candy. She's saying, like, okay, she's going to get married now, engaged, whatever. She's boring. Sorry, Candy. But I think that that's what Nene knows, because, like, what we were saying, we think Nene almost is going to be in, like, partnership with Bravo any day now. Nene knows Kenya makes a good show. And she likes Kenya. I don't think she wants Kenya off the show. If I had to guess, I would say Candy.
Here's why I'm going to say I think she does want Kenya off of the show. I feel like Kenya's Nene said a couple things. She's talked about how when she first started the show, people in Atlanta said, you aren't representing Atlanta well, mm-hmm. you aren't representing black women. And watching tonight, I feel like these girls have been through so much. And what they do represent, what Nene went from when we first saw Nene to where she is now, I mean, it's really like, congratulations, you took a platform and really turned it into something. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, we watch how many reality shows where these girls just use the show.
Kim.
There you go.
Perfect example, Kim. She's got a new spinoff, which is like, whatever.
For nothing. For no reason. It's not like you're trying to push anything, like, really, your music career? Really? Mm-hmm. No. So while we're watching it, Apollo says to Kenya, stop texting me. Oh, no.
I forgot about all this.
He said, you hit me up all the time trying to flirt with me. And she said, well, then stop texting me. And Nene's laugh had me dying, because it's just like, bitch, you take a seed and you just think it's the damn cornfield.
I don't know. I mean,
do you think Apollo's flirting with her?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I think that she texted him first. Like, she probably did see him on Wendy Williams. It was like texting him. Yes. Why wouldn't he flirt with her? I still think she's pretty, even if everyone else thinks she's not.
I don't. Well, no, I think she's pretty. I do think she's pretty. But I don't think Apollo is that dumb to entertain it for a couple reasons. One, I have beef with you. Two, but then at the same time, it's like, why is she in your... Why are you still texting her? Why are you even responding to her?
Why even say thank you?
Right.
Number two...
But Andy did look at the text and said there was nothing really there.
Yeah, but she said that, like, wasn't even all of them.
Yeah, and Phaedra, but you could probably find something.
Yeah, but I think Apollo just wouldn't, because, you know, he gets caught. He would get caught. But do you think Apollo would cheat on Phaedra ever, or has he?
Yes, I do think he has, and I think he would. But I don't think he would with Kenya.
Kenya, because
and
she
I think
caught.
Kenya knows that, but Kenya tries to plant the seeds, because if she can get one, she's going to take it and run with it, which we mm-hmm. saw today. I mean, just a simple, yeah, she hit him up after the Wendy Williams yeah. show. So even if it was just like, she said, you look good today, thank you, Ma. Well, he may call everyone Ma, but she's going to take that and be like, well, look, he's calling me Mommy and all this.
She's so stupid. She's like, look, he's texting me when she texted him first.
Mm-hmm.
She is so stupid.
So she shows the text. Andy says there's no sexting. Peter says, so why did you entertain Apollo then, if you weren't trying to hit on him or trying to be with him? If you weren't trying to chase him, why were you entertaining it?
Yeah.
That's all we get from her. It's her damn fan. Then we get into Portia and Cordell.
Why did someone not tell her to stop? What was she think? She was like,
I feel like we're gonna have such a different opinion about this right now. So Portia goes, you know, we're doing great, we're very passionate about our family and making it work. And then, just when you think it's about to stop,
I know, it like,
she takes her breath and she says,
Oscar.
And everyone here has judged us. I wanted to learn and get advice. We're all getting to know me. My husband loves me to the core, and I want to feel uplifted by y'all women.
By
that was the abridged version. And do we have Courtney on the phone?
No, I hear Courtney's laugh.
Courtney Stewart.
Thank you for that reenactment. It was lovely.
You're very welcome. Now, before we get into this, because this to me is like the meat of the conversation, what did you think about the damn episode? Let's go to the husbands and let's go to Kenya. I want to hear Courtney's mm-hmm. side of the story.
I love the husbands. I thought it was so great that they came out. As I said, I know you guys get upset with Peter because he gets all up in the mix, but Peter is like a passionate hothead Jamaican dude. I love it. And I was so glad he was checking Kenya because she's ridiculous, and we already knew that, but whatever. I can't believe Kenya is texting a married man, period, at all, for a woman that she is not cool with.
Do you feel like Apollo entertains it, or do you feel like...
I'm sure he entertains it on some level because he thinks it's like, you know, everybody's flattered when somebody is trying to holler, like, let's keep it real. And when he said, oh, you know, I could have had you, whatever he said, he was like, if I wanted to hit it, I could have hit it, or whatever he said, like, at that moment where he stood up and was trying to be all manly. That's why I think, like, he's flattered by it, but I think he's probably, like, texting her back and sitting there with Phaedra, like, look at this chick, look at her, look at her, and they're probably messing with her.
Yep, that, and also, I feel like even with the guys, like, yo, look how thirsty this bitch is, like, even, he probably could be sitting there with Walter.
Exactly.
What do you think, as far as, I can't with her, Kenya, in her little twirls and avoiding the question and saying, you think I'm fake?
I mean, it's television. Like, I can't be mad for real, but it's so obvious that she's on there, like, playing her little character to death, and it's killing us all. But it's still something to talk about, and it's all we've been talking about.
Do you think that when she was saying that she questions Walter instead of accusing him of being gay?
That was bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. All right, let's go into it. Portia and Cordell. She made this whole statement. She, I mean,
aww,
the end was like...
Courtney's like, aw, that's the same thing I said. She's like, poor thing.
It was sad. It was uncomfortable.
Again, it was amazing watching it with someone who's never really watched the show before because, again, Stephanie's sister looked at this girl. And, I mean, Portia really didn't talk until the end. And within the first, all Portia said was, we're doing great. We're passionate about our family and making it work. And Stephanie's sister goes, oh, that poor girl. in her own way that was a little, that was cute, poor girl. What do you guys think about this? I mean, do you feel bad for her? What do you think that was? I mean, did you think it was a cry for help? Like,
no, what I originally think it is she just wants, just like she said in her little intro on the show, we have the perfect life and I know it. Like, she just wants, she did not know that he was about to file for divorce and make it public that they're not as perfect as everyone thinks they are. So he wasn't there. And so she was just like, we're perfect. But then actually I take back because she did say, we're not perfect, but she has to say that. I mean, whatever.
Not perfect.
Yeah. Cordell by far is not perfect.
Well, what do you think as far as her talking to the women?
Okay, that was weird to me. And she's like making it, then they all kind of turned it into like they're, you know, trailblazers.
Like
and
a sorority thing.
Yeah, like sorority and like 1950s, like blazing the trail for other women. Like, that was just weird. But when Portia was just like, I came on this show for advice for you women. It's like, that's not why we're watching the show. We're watching it to see you guys get in catfights and look stupid. You know?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, but at the same time, here's the thing. Okay, I think it was a little overreactive of Portia to do it. But imagine really... How it really reminded me... It reminded me of like just... If one of us was just to be thrown into that, like a real person thrown into this Real Housewives show where these women have been doing it, they get it. Even Kenya gets the like acting, and I feel like Portia went in there like hard on her sleeve and just didn't, and I feel like she really broke down and was just like, y'all are fucking crazy. Like,
she act like they like stoned her or something. What did they even do? What is she crying about? I don't get it.
I don't get why she was crying, because I think she just wanted to be closer to the girls, and she just saw them as being Hollywood and not really being there when she tried to reach out to them. Or, but I mean, I did see the fact, I do understand the fact of like, no one ever asked me, like they all had a judgment and they went with that judgment. And instead of like sitting down and talking to me, like, hey, what's really going on with your relationship?
They tried to in the limo.
No, they did not. It was,
kind of.
They were trying to attack her.
They were attacking
it was
her
attacking.
In the limo.
It's different from, it would be different if like when they went out one on one. Each one of them went one on one with Portia to eat. That's a moment where you have a conversation like, what's going on with you, girl? Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of feel this way and I don't want to feel that way because I really like y'all. You know, like, that's what I think she wanted, was a real moment from someone. And at the same time, it's like, girl, you don't watch the show. She right. You watch the show. If you're going to do that, go talk to Candy, because Candy might give you that.
Yeah, and I mean, all the ladies are older than her. It's this young little chick who is claiming she has this perfect life, who's married to this huge NFL star. Like, they probably didn't think oh, this isn't some girl we want to have a relationship with. Like, get over it. It's not a big deal. She's like crying about it.
Yeah, but even, I mean, that makes me feel sad because she, for her to even on national television be like, I'm trying to figure out who I am as a woman. I'm not fake. I want to be strong like y'all. Then, girl, you'd be like, I want a career. Like,
that, when she started talking about she wants a baby and career, awful. I was like, oh my God. Please, I want my somebody cut her off.
I want my
please. I was like, turn her microphone turn, off.
I was just
please.
About to say that. Turn
she said, I want
off.
My children. I want my children to know mommy's coming
home. I
want
to be able to make bacon for Cornell when I come home. It was too much.
Well, Courtney,
she got super emotional and broke, but I think she was upset about what was really going
but
on.
But then
in her
at
life.
The
and it
end,
just all like bubbled up.
But do you? How do you? What about her reaction to the girls? Do you think that it was
I think
justified
her
at all?
To the girls was fucking weird. Oops, I said F word. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It was very, very weird.
Yeah, it was weird. That's I totally agree. It was weird
because she's like telling them she admired them
and wanted
like,
them to
came
like
on
give
the
her
show like.
Life lessons.
Okay,
like.
But okay, but within that, you know, for her to say, you know, I grew up listening to Candy, like I can relate to that, like you know what I mean. You're
okay, yeah.
That, but then
Candy's
even,
like, bitch, you're making me sound really old. Right. Shut up.
But then even to give Kenya, I thought that was really big of Portia to do that. Like, you know, I've known who you were. Like, I looked up to
yeah.
you. Like, and I thought it was very classy for her not to really throw Kenya under the bus. She said, you know, I thought you were this, you know, I really looked up to you. And then when I met you, you know, you were different from what I thought.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had our beef and it was, that's what it is. I like that she did that
yeah.
and didn't like get really nasty with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows her. Not her age. It shows her mentality, and it's just it's sad to me because it's like, really, girl, you looked up to Nene. I love.
I know
me
that's
some...
what I was thinking the whole time. Really, like you admired them? Come on now,
yeah.
Candy. I can accept and understand. At least Candy is like entrepreneur, and
right.
she was an artist, and I get it. But the rest of them, come on now.
And then Cynthia. I don't know. I love Cynthia, but I feel like Cynthia. Be trying too hard sometimes. She just stands straight like.
I know. I was like, sit. I was like, your back has to be hurting.
You spoke? Now listen.
Yeah.
Everyone has been through the first season. Like, girl, who are you? Stop. You, girl, you looking like Morticia right now. Like,
well, she was hostile, too, because she got attacked and her relationship got attacked her first season. So
okay, but so here's my
thing.
From
a place of understanding.
But that didn't sound understanding to me. It's like, okay, if you know what this girl's going through and if you've already seen it, if you're seeing it while you're filming the show, why wouldn't you take that step to reach out? Like
because she recognized that it was about TV, and as Cynthia said, I'm not as lucky as you were. You have money. I came on the show without nothing. So she know the show is her money, and that was making them money because that was the storyline that they needed. So Portia and them bashing her relationship was keeping the money coming.
That's true.
She was basically telling Portia, like, suck it up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It comes off as such a sorority thing to me. Like, it's just like, girl, you have to go through first season and we're going to embarrass you.
I know, first season.
You got to see
how we all did it first. It's like, it's not that big of a deal.
And then Nene, like, okay, I will say this. For reality television, I do feel like Real Housewives of Atlanta has set a certain bar. I will say that. For reality television, there's no real, like, big fist fights. You know what I mean? Like, there have been, but it's not about that on this show.
Yeah, it's just
been
wig pulling. It hasn't been, like, fist fights.
Yeah. So, I can give them that. Now, Nene, I feel like you took it to a whole new level, talking about people were telling me, no, we ain't representing black women on the show. Well, I mean...
Well, they were.
That you were. That there is a different type of... You're not going to relate to every single person out there. I don't know. Her whole, like, little, like, preach and, like, statement as far as, like... It sounded like she was, like, trying to declare something in history, and it was like... Girl.
I know. They were, like, making it historic.
Yeah.
Like.
And this
so
was...
I think where she was coming from, though, is that, like, black people give, like, a hard... Especially black women, like, you get a hard time about what you're portraying because there's so few black women being portrayed
on
television. On
TV.
So they have this extra responsibility in the black community that they get... Which is kind of what Phaedra brought up when she came in and interviewed with us, how she was saying she didn't feel like they were representing what Atlanta's black population is really like this educated, professional women kind of situation. So I guess Nene was trying to say, you know, I still did it and I accepted and made it through even though we got all that criticism.
But I feel like Nene has changed to try and fit that mold a little bit, agreed? Do you guys...
You're trying to keep her money coming.
Courtney, who do you think NeNe was talking about when she says she thinks they need to get rid of somebody and get a new person?
I said for television purposes, when she was like, Andy, I'll talk to you in your office later.
Yeah.
I definitely think Candy is a bore, and she agrees. And I think that she wants Phaedra gone, but I think that's personal.
Yeah, Phaedra's personal. Candy is halfway personal because she doesn't really like her, but she thinks she's boring and it's time to go.
She won't get Phaedra. Yep. She won't get Phaedra off the show, even though rumor has it Phaedra has a spinoff.
Yeah, really? She does.
Mm-hmm.
And now NeNe has her wedding spinoff.
Candy apologizes out for speaking on Portia's marriage. She said, you know, after going back and watching it, I realized you never really speak on anybody else's relationship, and I just kind of thought that was messed up. I like that from her.
I appreciated that.
And I did like Peter sticking up for her, even though I'm sure she took it negatively, being pissed that Cordell wasn't there to support her.
Yeah, what did... Courtney, what do you think about Peter saying that? Like, his boy, Cordell, he's like, we got issues because he's not behind his wife.
I love it because I think it was further indication of them actually having issues with Cordell and that they saw more of Cordell, obviously, than we got to see, and that they definitely were aware of it not being a positive situation for Portia.
Now, Courtney, you watched what Happens Live. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened with Portia on that?
Miss Portia was on there, and let me just say, Portia and your people, if y'all are listening to this, Portia, you should sound like that all the time. I don't know what happened between being on the show and being on Watch What Happens Live, but she was very clear and articulate. She didn't sound silly, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to say it, but she sounded dumb most of the time on the show. Mm-hmm. She sounded intelligent. She was expressing her feelings about the situation very clearly, very concisely. She was on the show with Vivica A. Fox, and basically Andy asked her straight out, like, how she was doing, and she basically said, you know, I'm just trying to get through it, and it's difficult, but I'm doing it, and I'm alive, and I'm strong. And then he asked her, like, the details of what was going on. And apparently, they still live in the house together, but they don't speak, and she ain't cooking him no bacon. She said that when she, the morning that she found out about it, her phone was blowing up. Her sister was calling her and told her, and she looked at Twitter. So she looked at Twitter, and she saw that Cordell filed papers. She called her sister. Her sister was like, did you know? Did you hear? Have you heard? And she's like, what is this talking about? Is this a rumor? And her sister was like, no, Cordell filed papers. Cordell was in the house in the other room. She got up out of her bed and walked into the other room and had to ask him if he had filed for divorce. And
that's
he said yes. Shame.
Dang, so they really weren't talking. Like,
yes. So I actually think during the reunion, they were probably really going through some stuff, but she still had her, like, hope hat on, like, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, because that's probably where the emotion came from, that they actually were in a really tough spot
that
already.
That sucks for
But
her.
I was so mad, he was in the house and didn't even say nothing.
That's a, I can't use the word.
That is shiesty. I'm sorry. Like, you could have said, I mean, you could have tapped her on the shoulder and woke her up and said, honey, I'm sorry, but I filed for divorce. This isn't going to work. How are you going to be in the house and have her have her sister and Twitter tell her?
You know what? That's what makes me think he's really gay.
I think he's
gay. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like they might
But they didn't have a prenup, so
they what?
Might
what?
Get a little something.
No prenup.
They did not have a prenup.
Boop, boop.
no prenup. Andy told her to stay in the house.
Okay.
But I actually agree with Wendy Williams. I think she should get out of the house.
She should definitely.
And go get a fabulous condo, like in a high rise somewhere, and go be single. And
off
fabulous.
Of his money, because you got your own money, so use his money to get a condo and then just
honey.
Live a fabulous
yes.
life. Okay, so then the other news is that, remember last week when NeNe tried cursing out Phaedra and saying, oh, you girl, I talk to my sisters. You can't talk to my sisters. My sisters. My sisters. My sisters.
Yeah.
Well, your sisters came out and spoke out and said that what you were trying to preach on the show, girl, did not happen, girl.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say? And who'd they say it to?
Well, it was just them on Facebook. They were posting comments on Facebook saying that we didn't have a talk with NeNe. Like, you never have been loyal to us. And how are you trying to sit on stage and use us as a pawn for you making any type of money? So I thought that was very interesting that her sisters spoke out so quickly.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been anything from Nene as far as that.
No, she won't even have done.
She won't respond. She won't dignify that with a response.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
For what?
Oh.
They're lying. I know it's over. TV.
It's over and done. But Courtney, I know you. I don't know if you. I'm sure you heard. We're going to have a special surprise for you guys. We will have another episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta, so stay tuned to AfterBuzzTV.com to know when our special guest is going to come in and drop some major tea. But beyond that, where do you guys think this is going to go? Do we think that Portia and Kenya are officially tied to next season?
Yes.
I think so. If they're smart, I mean, there's no way they can get rid of them now.
What if Cordell and Portia start these divorce proceedings and she's not allowed to film? Like, what if he causes a ruckus? Because it could be done. He could be like, I don't want her filming because I don't want her talking about me. And he could cause enough of a ruckus and pay a lawyer enough to not be able to let her film. It could happen.
It could happen, but I'm sure Bravo's contracts that she signed before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this happens before, like, Nene's been gone through a divorce.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He obviously doesn't want to give her any money, so if he blocks her from filming, that's blocking her from the work that she does have. So
yeah, that's true.
Money.
Oh, it's going
to
be so good now that she's single. Oh, my God, I cannot
wait.
And then Kenya, of course, they just can't get rid of her. Like, just can't.
Well, here's my thing. Part of me, in a way, really felt like Nene might have been talking about Kenya in the sense of, yeah, I'm sure Nene really does like Kenya, but it's a little too much. And in the sense of, like, girl, you just coming on here. And I feel like Nene may look at it a little bit like taking a little bit of the shine. But it's more like, you're making us look crazy.
I was just about to say that. You're making us look bad. This is the one I started the show for.
And as much as I love Kenya for that, I don't know if I want another season of that. I don't know.
I do.
And maybe I do. Maybe I do. Because I can just imagine what she's going to give us next season.
I think Nene wants to get rid of Candy, replace her with Marlo so that Marlo and Kenya can go at it.
Oh, my God. God, please.
Yeah, I just
think
Candy,
listening, do
yeah,
that.
Please, yeah, if you're watching our show.
Well, no, they said an all-new girl.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting that Candy is the one that came out and said, well, do you guys think that we should add a new girl or replace someone?
Candy's done. She's done for sure, and she's probably even done on her own.
It's probably her choice.
Yeah, she's probably just like, I am so over it. I'm starting my life, because she's going to want to get pregnant and have a baby. And she's got the candy factory, even though it's not doing so great. She's done. She's got as much promotion for her other stuff as
she can get. She got her man.
She got the show, her Candy Coated Nights. She got her sex toy line. She got her man. She's like so done.
Agreed. And Matt thinks she kind of was doing that little reach out for them to say her.
Yeah. And Cynthia will be there forever.
Yeah,
she
Cynthia
dies.
Will. And Phaedra, too. As much as Nene probably wants Phaedra off the show, Phaedra ain't going nowhere.
And Peter, the seventh housewife.
Peter, the seventh housewife. All right, guys. So thank you guys so much for tuning in for the final show. We love all the support. You guys have been loyal to us all season long. Make sure you hit us up on AfterBuzzTV.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Now you can stream us live on your phones, on your iPads, your computers. You can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
Peace.
And Stuart Starlet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Courtney. Stuart
Starlet. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.